Welcome in. Today we're doing a subtle arcade-style textures masterclass for old-school drum and bass vibes, right inside Ableton Live, intermediate level. But the concept is simple. We're not turning the track into a chiptune anthem. We're creating micro-details that sit behind the breaks and the reese, and make the whole tune feel nostalgic, alive, and edited without stepping on the drums. Think of this lesson as building three reusable tools. First, an arcade bed. That's a constant, evolving layer that feels like CRT hiss and low-level 8-bit ambience. Second, the bleep sprite. Tiny one-shots, like little UI sounds, that answer the drums in the gaps. Third, transition effects. Coin up, power up, quick sweeps and stutters that mark phrases, like classic jungle edits. The big rules through the whole lesson are, keep it subtle, keep it band-limited, and duck it out of the way of the drums. If you do those three things, you can add a lot of character without losing impact. All right. Set the context first. Set your project tempo to somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. Have a break loop running Amen style. Think, chopped, whatever you're using and a bass part, ideally a reese with a sub under it. Make sure you've got basic routing, a drums group, a bass group. This matters because we're going to sidechain these textures to the drums, like a proper DNB mix. Now create a new group and name it Arcade Textures. Inside it, make three MIDI tracks, arcade bed, bleep sprite, and arcade effects. Quick coach note before we touch any devices, decide the lane for each texture right now. The bed is constant, mostly mid-band, felt more than heard. The bleeps are short, transient-ish punctuation. Transitions are allowed to be obvious, but only for a second or two, then gone. If something starts acting like the wrong role, fix the envelope and EQ first. Don't try to solve it by stacking more effects. Cool. Let's build the arcade bed. Go to the arcade bed track and load operator. For this bed, keep operator simple and old school. Set the algorithm so the oscillators are just going straight out. No FM complexity. On oscillator A, choose a square wave and drop it down to around minus 2 octaves. We're not trying to make a piercing top-end layer yet. We want a low-mid source that we can shape. Now turn on operator's noise oscillator but keep it quiet. You're aiming for air, not a white noise blast. If you can clearly hear noise as a separate thing, it's too loud. Draw a long MIDI note, something like C2 for 8 or even 16 bars. This is important. It's a bed. It's allowed to be boring at the MIDI level because the movement is coming from the processing. Now build the FX chain. Order matters here, because we're basically creating sampled arcade hardware vibes. First device, auto filter. Put it in band pass mode. Set the frequency somewhere in the 1.2 to 2.5 kHz range. Start around 1.8k. Then bring resonance up somewhere around 0.7 to 1.1. That little peak is a big part of the arcade vibe. Add a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just to rough up the edges. Second device, Redux. This is your 8-bit stamp, but we're going subtle. Start with downsample around 3.5, bits around 8. Now the most important setting. Dry/wet. Put it around 10 to 25%. If you slam 100% Redux on a constant bed, it gets fatiguing fast, and it'll read as a gimmick instead of a texture. Third device, Chorus Ensemble. Choose classic mode. Keep the amount low, like 15 to 30%. Rate slow, around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Width around 80 to 120. This is just gentle motion so the bed doesn't feel like it's taped to the speakers. Fourth device, EQ8. We're going to band limit it like it came from an older source. High pass at roughly 250 to 500 Hz. Then low pass at roughly 7 to 10 kHz. If you feel like it's fighting your snare crack, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Don't overdo it. You're just carving a little seat. Fifth device, utility. Keep it controlled in stereo. You can mono the lows below 200 Hz, or even keep the whole bed fairly centered, and set the gain so that when your full drums are playing, you barely notice the bed, but when you mute it, the track suddenly feels a bit less alive. That's your target. Now we make it groove, because in drum and bass, anything constant needs to breathe around the drums. Add a compressor after utility, and turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drum bus, or at least the kick and snare bus. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, and you'll want to time that by ear so the bed recovers in rhythm. Set the threshold, so you're getting around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. If you want extra motion, add auto pan after the compressor, but keep it mild. Amount 10 to 25%, synced rate at 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the phase conservative 0 to 90 degrees, especially if your mix is dense. We're not trying to make it swirl around your head, we're trying to make it feel alive. Now pause and do a quick reference mute habit. Every 8 bars, mute the entire arcade textures group for 2 bars. If the groove loses energy but the mix instantly feels cleaner, you're very close. If nothing changes, your textures are either too quiet or totally masked. If the track suddenly sounds like a different genre, your textures are too loud or too tonal. Alright, next tool, the bleep sprite. Go to the bleep sprite track, load operator 8N. Oscillator A is square, oscillator B is sine, but very low level, just to round it out. Now shape the amp envelope, attack at 0, decay around 80 to 160 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release 30 to 80 milliseconds. We want it short, like a little blip of information. Now enable operator's pitch envelope. This is the classic arcade zap. Set the amount anywhere from plus 12 to plus 36 semitones. Start at plus 24. Set pitch envelope decay around 40 to 120 milliseconds. You'll hear it go pew instead of beep. That's the vibe. Now add effects, again in a sensible order. Redux first. Downsample 4 to 10. Bit 6 to 9, dry slash wet 20 to 40%. The bleeps can be more obvious than the bed, but they still need to behave. Then saturator, soft sine or analog clip, drive 2 to 6 dB. Trim output so you're not just making it louder. Then EQ8, high pass 300 to 800 Hz. If it's poking your ear, notch a little around 3 to 5 kHz. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz depending how bright you want the bleeps to feel. Then reverb. Small, quick, almost gated feeling. Size around 15 to 25%. Decay 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High cut 5 to 8 kHz. Dry slash wet 8 to 18%. Now let's talk placement, because this is where people either get old school edited or random arcade spam. Work in a 2-bar loop first. Place bleeps like responses to the drums. Try putting one on the end after the snare, like just after beat 2 or 4. Depending on your pattern. Try placing one on the last 16th note before a snare, so it pulls you into the hit. Try a bar end bleep on the last 8th note leading into a new phrase. Then do the velocity trick. Vary velocities between about 40 and 90. You want it to feel like little sampled crumbs, not copy-paste notes. And here's a great jungle illusion. Keep your breaks rigid, but apply groove only to the bleep clip. Try MPC 16 swing 55 to 58, and commit lightly, like 20 to 40%. Now your bleeps feel edited and human around a steady break. Finally, make them sit behind the drums. Add another compressor with sidechain from the drums, or even better, snare only. Aim for around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The bleep should poke out in the gaps and vanish when the snare hits. Extra coach note, protect snare fundamentals. Alive jungle snares have body around 180 to 250 Hz and crack around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If your bleeps or bed live right on that crack area, you'll blur the snap. Sometimes a tiny dynamic dip around 2 kHz on the texture bus, triggered by the snare, beats just adding more sidechain. Now the third tool, Arcade Transition FX. On the Arcade FX track, we'll create two clips, a riser and a downlifter. You can do these with operator 2, stock only. For the riser, load operator and make noise the main source. You can keep a super quiet square underneath if you want a bit of tone, but don't let it turn into a lead. Add auto filter in low pass mode, and automate the cutoff from about 500 Hz up to about 8 kHz over 1 or 2 bars. Put resonance around 0.8 to 1.2 so it speaks like an arcade sweep. Then redux, light, downsample 4 to 8, bit 6 to 8, dry slash wet 15 to 30%. Then delay or echo, time at 1/8 or 3/16, feedback 15 to 30%, dry slash wet 10 to 20%. Then reverb, decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, high cut 6 to 8 kHz, dry slash wet 10 to 18%, and the golden rule, keep it quiet. It's a phrase marker. If it's the loudest thing in the build, it'll start sounding like modern EDM rather than jungle. Now for stutter fills, this is where you can get that classic edited energy without overcomplicating the arrangement. One great workflow is resampling. Once your bed and bleeps are vibey, freeze and flatten, or just resample 16 bars of the arcade textures group to audio. That commits levels and makes you treat it like a sampled layer, which is very old school. Then, if you want a fast stutter, use beat repeat. Put it on a track you're resampling, or put it on the arcade FX channel. Set interval to 1 bar or 2 bars, grid 1/8 or 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, variation 0 to 20%. Keep pitch at 0 for clean, or jump it to plus 12 for a cheeky arcade hop, and automate beat repeat on only at phrase ends, like every 8 or 16 bars. It's a seasoning, not a permanent state. Now let's arrange this like a Riedel DNB tune. For the intro, 0 to 32 bars, let the arcade bid set the world, but filter it lower. You can put a low pass around 2kHz and keep resonance gentle. Add an occasional bleep every 2 to 4 bars. If you want extra nostalgia, you can add subtle crackle, but don't stack noise on noise. For the pre-drop, last 8 bars, increase band pass resonance slightly on the bed. Add a short quain-up riser in bars 7 to 8, and drop in a stutter on the last half bar. For the drop, first 16 bars, reduce arcade content by 30 to 50%. This is crucial. In drum and bass, the drop is drums and bass first. Textures are there to support. Bring bleeps only in the gaps, especially after snare hits, and make sure sidechain is doing its job. For the midsection or second drop, keep the same sound world but change the pattern. Transpose the bleep clip up 7 semitones, or swap note lengths shorter, or automate redux dry slash wet slightly higher for 4 bars and then back down. That gives you ear candy without adding new elements. Now let's quickly hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual traps. 1. Too loud or too bright. If your textures live above 8 to 10k, they'll fight hats and make the mix brittle. Low pass them and keep the level conservative. 2. No side chain. Arcade layers without ducking smear snare transients and flatten the drop. Pre. Over redux everywhere. Heavy bit crush is cool as a moment, but exhausting as a constant. Use dry slash wet and automation. 4. Too wide. Wide chorus plus wide reverb on a constant texture can mess mono compatibility and blur the center where drums and bass should hit. 5. Random bleeps with no phrasing. Old school feels intentional. Place bleeps at phrase boundaries and in drum response gaps. Before we wrap, here are a couple of advanced upgrades you can try if you want a cleaner, more pro result. 1. Snare-only ducking. Feed only the snare into the sidechain of the texture group. That way hats don't constantly pump your textures, and the ducking happens where it matters. 2. Group bus discipline. Put character per track, but put control on the group. Meaning, on each track, do your tone and movement. On the arcade textures group, do final EQ band limits, sidechain, and overall level trim. That stops 3 small sounds from adding up into 1 big problem. 3. Micro stereo without wide mush. This audio version is shortened for playback.